the multiverse. There is still one nagging question about string theory. Why should there be five different versions of string theory? String theory could successfully unify the quantum theory with gravity, but there were five ways in which this could be done. This was rather embarrassing, since most physicists wanted a unique theory of everything. Einstein, for example, wanted to know if God had any choice in making the universe. His belief was that the unified field theory of everything should be unique. So why should there be five string theories? In 1994, another bombshell was dropped. Edward Witten of Princeton's Institute for Advanced Study and Paul Townsend of Cambridge University speculated that all five string theories were in fact the same theory, but only if we add an 11th dimension. From the vantage point of the 11th dimension, all five different theories collapsed into one. The theory was unique after all, but only if we ascended to the mountaintop of the 11th dimension. In the 11th dimension, a new mathematical object can exist, called the membrane. For example, like the surface of a sphere. Here was the amazing observation. If one dropped from 11 dimensions down to 10 dimensions, all five string theories would emerge, starting from a single membrane. Hence, all five string theories were just different ways of moving a membrane down from 11 to 10 dimensions. To visualize this, imagine a beach ball with a rubber band stretched around the equator. Imagine taking a pair of scissors and cutting the beach ball twice, once above and once below the rubber band, thereby lopping off the top and bottom of the beach ball. All that is left is the rubber band, a string. In the same way, if we curl up the 11th dimension, all that is left of a membrane is its equator, which is the string. In fact, mathematically, there are five ways in which this slicing can occur, leaving us with five different string theories in 10 dimensions. The 11th dimension gave us a new picture. It also meant that perhaps the universe itself was a membrane, floating in an 11-dimensional space-time. Moreover, not all of these dimensions had to be small. In fact, some of these dimensions might actually be infinite. This raises the possibility that our universe exists in a multiverse of other universes. Think of a vast collection of floating soap bubbles or membranes. Each soap bubble represents an entire universe floating in a larger arena of 11-dimensional hyperspace. These bubbles can join with other bubbles, or split apart, and even pop into existence and disappear. We might live on the skin of just one of these bubble universes. Max Tegmark of MIT believes that in 50 years, the existence of these parallel universes will be no more controversial than the existence of other galaxies, then called island universes, was 100 years ago. How many universes does string theory predict? One embarrassing feature of string theory is that there are trillions upon trillions of possible universes, each one compatible with relativity and the quantum theory. One estimate claims that there might be a Google of such universes. A Google is one followed by 100 zeros. Normally, communication between these universes is impossible. The atoms of our body are like flies trapped on flypaper. We can move freely about in three dimensions along our membrane universe, but we cannot leap off the universe into hyperspace because we are glued onto our universe. But gravity, being the warping of space-time, can freely float into the space between universes. In fact, there is one theory that states that dark matter, an invisible form of matter that surrounds the galaxy, might be ordinary matter floating in a parallel universe. As in H.G. Wells' novel, The Invisible Man, a person would become invisible if he floated just above us in the fourth dimension. Imagine two parallel sheets of paper, with someone floating on one sheet just above the other. In the same way, there's speculation that dark matter might be an ordinary galaxy hovering above us in another membrane universe. We could feel the gravity of this galaxy, since gravity can ooze its way between universes. But the other galaxy would be invisible to us because light moves underneath the galaxy. In this way, the galaxy would have gravity but would be invisible, which fits the description of dark matter. Yet another possibility is that dark matter might consist of the next vibration of the superstring. Everything we see around us, such as atoms and light, is nothing but the lowest vibration of the superstring. Dark matter might be the next higher set of vibrations. To be sure, most of the parallel universes are probably dead ones, consisting of a formless gas of subatomic particles, such as electrons and neutrinos. In these universes, the proton might be unstable, so all matter as we know it would slowly decay and dissolve. Complex matter, consisting of atoms and molecules, probably would not be possible in many of these universes. Other parallel universes might be just the opposite, with complex forms of matter far beyond anything we can conceive of. Instead of just one type of atom, consisting of protons, neutrons, and electrons, they might have a dazzling array of other types of stable matter. These membrane universes might also collide, creating cosmic fireworks. Some physicists at Princeton believe that perhaps our universe started out as two gigantic membranes that collided 13.7 billion years ago. The shock waves from that cataclysmic collision created our universe, they believe. Remarkably, when the experimental consequences of this strange idea are explored, they apparently match the results from the WMAP satellite currently orbiting the Earth. This is called the Big Splat Theory. The theory of the multiverse has one fact in its favor. When we analyze the constants of nature, we find that they are tuned very precisely to allow for life. If we increase the strength of the nuclear force, then the stars burn out too quickly to give rise to life. If we decrease the strength of the nuclear force, then stars never ignite at all, and life cannot exist. If we increase the force of gravity, then our universe dies quickly in a big crunch. If we decrease the strength of gravity, then the universe expands rapidly into a big freeze. In fact, there are scores of accidents involving the constants of nature that allow for life. Apparently, our universe lives in a Goldilocks zone of many parameters, all of which are fine-tuned to allow for life. So either we are left with the conclusion that there is a God of some sort who has chosen our universe to be just right to allow for life, or there are billions of parallel universes, many of them dead. As Freeman Dyson has said, the universe seemed to know we were coming. Sir Martin Rees of Cambridge University has written that this fine-tuning is, in fact, convincing evidence for the multiverse. There are five physical constants, such as the strength of the various forces, that are fine-tuned to allow for life. And he believes that there are also an infinite number of universes in which the constants of nature are not compatible with life. This is the so-called anthropic principle. The weak version simply states that our universe is fine-tuned to allow for life, because we are here to make this statement in the first place. The strong version says that perhaps our existence was a byproduct of design or purpose. Most cosmologists would agree to the weak version of the anthropic principle. But there is considerable debate over whether the anthropic principle is a new principle of science that could lead to new discoveries and results, or whether it is simply a statement of the obvious.